another day of searching in two states. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. First to Pennsylvania, where five people are still unaccounted for following Friday's explosion at a chocolate factory. This woman's friend works at the facility in West Reading.
They haven't found her, so she's one of the missing people.
Three people are confirmed dead. The cause of the blast hasn't been determined. Next to Mississippi, where a powerful EF4 tornado touched down Friday night, leaving a path of destruction 100 miles wide.
Emergency workers in the south are scrambling to find and rescue survivors trapped under rubble after tornadoes ripped through Mississippi and Alabama. Officials confirmed the storm killed at least 26 people and left dozens more injured. The powerful storm has also left hundreds homeless and entire towns leveled. The largest of the tornadoes swept across the entire width of Mississippi.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Next hour, Governor Tate Reeves will provide an update. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Ghana, where she was greeted by school children. Her week-long trip to Africa will also take her to Zambia and Tanzania. The national COVID-19 emergency will be lifted in May, and that's raising concerns about the price of vaccines.
Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel is defending raising the price of its COVID vaccine, telling Senator Bernie Sanders in a recent hearing that there's a big difference in having only the federal government as a customer instead of individual pharmacies.
We used to have 10 doses in each vial. Now we're going to have every vial will have a different dose. This is not the same.
I understand, but quadrupling the price is huge.
The CDC says 81% of the U.S. population has had at least one dose of a COVID vaccine.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The school day is getting back to normal in Los Angeles. Last week, a three-day strike interrupted learning at the nation's second-largest school district.
I am so pleased to say that we have reached an agreement, so school will continue to be in session.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, under the agreement that still has to be voted on, custodians, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and other support staff would get 30% raises. Members of the Los Angeles Police Department have filed a lawsuit in the hopes of getting a website taken down.
The Los Angeles Police Protective League, along with three LAPD officers, demanding Stephen William Sutcliffe take down his website immediately, the site listing bounties for the killing of police officers. Last week, the LAPD mistakenly releasing the pictures, names, and work locations of 9,000 officers, including those who work on undercover assignments, endangering the police officers' lives as well as their families. Sutcliffe telling the LA Times that the lawsuit is malicious and denies his right to free speech. The LAPPL also demanding Twitter and Google immediately remove the Killer Cop website from the platforms. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
It's the next stop in the NASCAR Cup Series.
It will be a star-studded field for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix in Austin today, beginning at 3:30 Eastern on Fox. The road course was originally built over a decade ago to bring a Formula One race to South Texas, and two former F1 drivers will be in the field, along with IMSA star Jordan Taylor. He'll be in the number 9 Chevrolet as a sub for the injured Chase Elliott. Also behind the wheel today, Jimmy Johnson and Connor Daly, both of whom return after last racing in the Daytona 500 to begin the season.
Fox's Eric Messersmith, again, race time at 3:30 Eastern on Fox. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.